I had to revisit The Invisible Man. This was like a book that I think I read in middle school, like in parts. And at the time, I think I was cheating and like spark noting it and just like doing anything I could to get through the assignments. And it wasn't until, after I'm done with school that I feel like I really needed to revisit the work and kind of see what was really going on in the story. And it's an unnamed black character, and you start to notice that all these different stages in his life that he is like, people are refusing to see him. And this idea of being invisible when you know your presence is felt could be very frustrating, and it could cause somebody to go into a crazy spiral. And it's just like to be aware of the things that are happening around you and how you're being perceived and how you're not being perceived. I think when I think about this piece, I think about transformation, and I do think about kind of giving life to the things that are like close to me. I feel like when he speaks about being invisible, there's parts of that story that I can relate to too. And I was just explaining that this fabric and fabrics like these were like fabrics that I grew up with. And I remember these like being our bedding. I remember like seeing these like on clotheslines in our backyard, and just this idea that I could like pour like my own experiences back onto them. So a lot of times people are asking me how I'm sourcing these materials or what's the importance of some of the materials, and it's not something that's just always like it's visually pleasing. It's something that I feel like I'm carrying with me from those early stages. Some of my best friends might come over. They see like some of the fabrics that I'm working with, or they sometimes see cups, or and they say jokes like, "We're all living the same childhood." And like I laugh and I'm like, "What do you mean?" They're like, "I have these same plates in my house. I have these same," and it's like you start to notice that like we do share a lot of these same things, and we all have like I'm losing the words for it right now. Slightly different experiences with them, but they're all under the same umbrella. There's going to be a group of people. There'll always be a group of people that can instantly see some of the shared experiences. And like I said, to the group that we're invisible to, they're just going to like override it or go over it until somebody could stop and explain what's really going on. So it's like it's almost like an inside joke. That's what I sometimes feel like some of these pieces are like. Somebody be like, "Oh, I remember like having that bedding," and somebody be like, "They don't understand so much the importance of it." But like even the color of it being yellow, and like some of the slurs that they called him in the book, like referring to his fair skin, is like a play on like what's also going on here too. I want to document as many experiences, and I want them to be more opaque. I want them to be more sound. For him, it was more like a play on like the book and what I was learning. But I do want the stories to be more prominent because there are things that like that can't be said in a subtle way. So not everything could be quiet. I do enjoy quiet artwork. It lives like beautifully, but some things do need to be said without punctuation.